Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I wanted to do a short podcast today to talk you through and kind of break the fourth wall a little bit with the podcast and discuss some of the things I'm going to be doing for the year ahead, for the plan for 2022. I really like when I'm subscribed or following podcasts where the host comes on and talks about, well, where's the podcast going? What's the plan for it? So I wanted to do something similar today and kind of break down the fourth wall and explain what the plans are for the rest of the year and some of the changes that are coming to the podcast. Nothing major, nothing crazy in terms of the format. It's still going to be the same kind of guests, same length, same duration, etc. But we are adding on a couple of extra things. And I am currently bringing on two new sponsors for the podcast for the rest of the year. So for the next 6 months, I've got Clean Cut Meals and Vigo Health coming on to support the podcast. And from that point onwards, I'm going to have two ad slots available at the start and the end of every podcast. And the reason for this is I'm going to try and grow the podcast. We're very lucky now that we're at over 5 million downloads. We have one of the most successful health podcasts in the world when it comes to actual downloads per month. But I'm trying to grow it and even serve you as the audience and myself by bringing on people who are experts in their field. And as you've probably noticed over the last few weeks, I've been able to get some very high profile guests on the podcast, partly down to the numbers that we have with our downloads. It now makes sense for people to come on and have a conversation because we have that kind of critical mass reached. But also, I've been putting a big focus on the podcast this year. Once I finished my last book, The Keen Edge, Mastering the Mindset for Real Lasting Fat Loss, that was my first traditionally published book. There was a lot of deadlines and timelines that I had to hit. So the podcast was kind of nearly subconsciously in second gear or in third gear because I couldn't go full steam ahead with it. So I am prioritizing the podcast this year. So I'm bringing on those two sponsors, but I'm going to be putting the money that comes in from the sponsorship back into the show. So the idea is that it will include all the editing, the professional show notes. So some of you follow the show notes on briankeenfitness.com. I'm also going to be sending microphones to guests that when possible to ensure the best sound quality. This is something that I've done in the past, but I'm really going to be dialing in on. I've got some really big guests lined up for the next 6 week period, 8 week period, and I'm sending the microphones so that we can really capture the sound quality. I couldn't do it with Dr. DeMartini for this week's podcast because he's on a cruise ship, but I was able to do it with Matt Frazier. I'm able to do it with an upcoming episode with Brett Contreras, and it just optimizes that sound quality. We're also extending the video clips and sponsorships on other ads on podcasts. So we're trying to get that reach out. Some of you will be listening to and subscribe to other podcasts, and you'll hopefully hear an advertisement for this podcast on it. So that's the idea. I wanted to kind of keep you in the loop on what the plan is for the next year. There's been no podcast if you weren't listening, so I just wanted to give you an update on it and say thanks so much for your support, for listening, for subscribing, for sharing the podcast with family, friends, or on your social media channels. It means so much. And the last thing is I'm going to experiment with something extra, bonus, in the next month or so, where I'm going to put up a classic episode from the archive as a bonus on Friday. A couple of podcasts that I listen to do this. Tim Ferriss does this. The Investors Podcast do this, where they'll take, we have such a backlog of catalog of episodes and an archive now that you probably noticed if you've scrolled back, where it's evergreen. They're not topical in the sense that we talk about and discuss things that are as applicable today as they were 4 years ago, 5 years ago when we recorded them. So I'm pulling for the next couple of months an episode, a classic episode, and I'm going to put it up as a bonus on a Friday. And again, you can feel free to go back over to the archive, but it will just bring some of those more popular and most downloaded episodes back to the forefront on a Friday. So there'll be classic episodes or retro episodes. I'm not sure what we're going to title them yet, but they'll be from the archive. In addition, not pulling anything, there's still going to be once a week, new episode every single Monday, but that will be in addition for the next couple of weeks or next couple of months, apologies, as an experiment. So I just wanted to do this short episode, less than 5 minutes, talk you through the reason for bringing on sponsors, the plan for the rest of 2022, and how we're going to hopefully grow the podcast and I can get more people on and guests and experts in their field to support you with whatever it is that you're looking to do. So just wanted to do a short one today. Hopefully that all makes sense. And yeah, that's all for me. I'll catch you all on Monday. Killer episode coming up with Brett Contreras, the glute guy who has over 1.1 million followers on Instagram. So stay tuned for that. That'll be out on Monday.